97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Pete Hegseth is taking some heat for something that he put on X. I'm still getting used to saying X, by the way. I will just forever want to call it Twitter. Can we just acknowledge that?
Well,
why did Elon Musk have to change it to X? This isn't
because
what I want to talk about, but it needs to be mentioned.
He changed his son's name to X, and he wants everybody to say that. I don't know.
What would another child be named?
Why?
X, Y, Z. Just keep going down the alphabet. So anyway, he had shared this video. It's a story that CNN did where they went out and they talked to this pastor who has opened up a church in Washington, D.C. And I guess Pete Hegseth is among the parishioners there and some other like higher profile people. And, you know, CNN, of course, is calling this pastor in the story a Christian nationalist. They love that phrase because it just has a negative connotation to it.
Sure.
It does not paint this pastor in a very good light. But there's the reason why Hegseth is taking a lot of heat for sharing this particular CNN story featuring this pastor, and that the caption he wrote was "All of Christ for all of life." All right. And let me play a clip from this CNN story interviewing some of these pastors from this church.
Example. Wilson says in his vision of a Christian society, women as individuals shouldn't be able to vote. His fellow pastors, Jared Longshore and Toby Sumter, agree.
In my ideal society, we would vote as households. And I would ordinarily be the one that would cast the vote, but I would cast the vote having discussed it with my household.
But what if there's your wife doesn't want to vote for the same person as you?
Right. Well, then that's a great opportunity for a good discussion.
There are some who have gone so far as to say that they want the 19th Amendment repealed.
I would support that. And I'd support it on the basis that the atomization that comes with our current system is not good for humans.
Okay. You can understand why there's a lot of people who are upset about that.
Okay.
I don't agree with those pastors. I don't agree with the 19th Amendment being, you know, repealed. I think that's silly. Now, they used to do it that way, where it truly was one vote for the household. Society has changed so much, and people, you hear, you know, just, you guys know I've been very open about my faith, and I talk, and you have too, Mark, and I talk about the importance of the nuclear family, and a lot of liberals want to tear that apart, especially people like Zohran Mamdani. Right? These socialists, these communists, whatever you want to call him, they're all about breaking apart the nuclear family. And that's kind of what he was talking about, the atomization, right? They just want to break everything apart. People aren't equally yoked, I feel like they used to be. It worked better back then because I think people were finding partners who shared more values. And it just doesn't seem like that's really a play as much like it was in the past. So I don't think this would work. I don't understand.
Are they suggesting here that Hegseth wants to go back to that?
That's exactly it. I think that's the criticism that Pete Hegseth is really getting right now, is they're saying, Pete Hegseth, you are advocating for what these pastors are advocating for, which is, as you just heard, repealing the 19th Amendment when women shouldn't be able to vote. I can understand why people don't love that he shared this, because it does insinuate that he is all about that.
So what I think first and foremost, you need to understand that there are people who want to undermine everything Pete Hegseth does.
100%.
Or says. Remember the Jerusalem cross tattoo controversy when he was during his nomination hearing? They tried to suggest because he has a Jerusalem cross tattoo on his chest.
Forgot about that.
That he's a Christian nationalist. Mm-hmm. And this is a... this is something that, you know, it's been around since the Crusades. It's a really old symbol. He pointed out when they asked him about it that he attended Jimmy Carter's memorial ceremony on the floor of the National Cathedral. And on the front page of the program is the same Jerusalem cross that he has tattooed on his chest. But if he has it tattooed on his chest, it must be a Christian nationalist sign.
But also,
of some sort.
Why is it such a bad thing to be a quote-unquote Christian nationalist? To me, a Christian nationalist is someone who is a Christian and is also very proud to be an American, loves their country. That describes me. So I guess I'm a Christian nationalist. The problem is the left likes to take these things and they like to twist them.
They redefine terms
exactly. And
attach new meaning to them. And it's silly season.
Like all the pronouns. And that's exactly what they've done in other areas.
Unless I hear Pete Hegseth come out. I'm not going to let somebody else assign thoughts to him. Unless I hear him come out in a news conference and say, I don't think women should be able to vote. I'm not going to believe that just because he attends a church like that, that he necessarily believes the same thing. Remember Barack Obama and the Reverend Wright up in Chicago? You may or may not remember that, but he is an American hater. He would GD America from the pulpit. And this is the church where Barack Obama attended, supposedly, when he was a young activist in Chicago. And again, during the campaign, they had to try to distance Barack Obama from his pastor, Reverend Wright, because they said, well, if Reverend Wright believes this, you must believe this, too. And Obama claimed that he mm-hmm. didn't. I don't know if he didn't or not, but he claimed that he didn't. But until I heard him come out and say it, you couldn't really assign those same values to Obama. You could suggest it, and that's what they're doing here with Hegseth.
Right. The other part of the CNN story, which, by the way, you can tell this reporter for CNN is clearly not Christian. She had this look of disgust. Just her tone, the way she was asking some of these questions throughout the story, which, by the way, was kind of a longer story, a longer form one. You could just tell that she was completely appalled by everything that they were saying, you know. And they were talking about women in leadership positions. And, of course, that went down to women in the military. And I would be the first to advocate that it doesn't mean that women can't be in the military. It just means, do I think women should be on the front lines? No. Imagine right. having to, in fact, my husband and I were just talking about this the other day. Imagine, you know, I'm on the front lines and you're injured and I have to get you out of harm's way, okay? How am I, you know, as a 5'4" woman able to grab you and get you, you know, wherever you need to go safely? I can't do that. You need strong men who you're just built differently than I am as a woman who can do that type of stuff. It's not the place for women to be. And I know so many women get upset about that and they feel like it's this whole thing of, well, you're telling me that I can't do what a man can't. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. We're just built differently. We bring other things to the table that men can. Why does it have to be some constant competition?
I've been preaching that for years. Are there some women out there that I wouldn't want to meet in a dark alley? Absolutely. There are probably a few that can meet it, but only if you can meet this exact same standard the dudes have to meet. And then maybe we're okay with that.
Yeah,
but
exactly other, it.
Less, if you have to lessen the standards, the PT standards, any of it, the answer should be no.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Hegseth probably shares that point of view. On a lot of these things. I think he's expressed that.
Right.
The reason I was laughing a minute ago when you were talking about that is the comment by Will on Facebook there. He said, if you watch The View often enough, you might understand why people want to repeal the 19th Amendment.
Okay, that is fair, Will. By the way, are they canceled or not?
No, I don't think so. They're taking some hiatus,
but do we know why they're taking a hiatus? Is this an annual hiatus?
I think they take an annual hiatus. They crawl back in the cave or wherever they come from and refresh once a year. I think that's pretty normal for them. I don't think they're being run off the air yet. Their ratings have to suck, but I don't know.
I mean, we play their audio because it's so ridiculous. So
yes,
that's
true.
Part of it. You only talk to the liberals, but the conservatives play your audio and you get hits because what you say is so stupid. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, it might. I hate to hear that they're, you know, again, they don't like Pete Hegseth.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man's man leading the military, and he doesn't put up with, he does PT with the troops. He's everything they hate about a macho man. They don't like that at all.
By the way, did you hear he was doing an interview with, I want to say it was Fox, and he made some comment about the Defense Department being renamed potentially to the War Department.
That's like what it used to be called.
It used to be called that. Was it during World War II? Was that right? Okay. So he made some comment like, oh, yeah, and soon to be War Department. And she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm sorry. What did you just say? Are we renaming this? He said, well, you know, that'd be up to Mr. President, but I would support it. I like that name.
The War Department.
The War Department.
It. Absolutely.
So
they're here to protect, to provide for the common defense. That's what the military's for, is to go out and kill our enemies. That's what they're here for, and to protect our shores. Mm-hmm. I would have no problem with that.
Yeah. No, I mean, to your point, anything. I always joke, I'm like, if Hegseth or one of these, if Trump, one of these other conservatives were to go rescue a cat from a tree, they would still say that, well, you clearly hurt the cat when you took it down from the tree. The cat would have been better stuck in the tree. No matter what they do, they help an old lady cross the street with her groceries. Oh, you squeezed her hand too hard. I mean, it's like they find one little stupid thing to criticize them about because they just can't possibly say anything nice about them. They hate everything they do. They hate everything they stand for.
That's pretty much what it is.
It's not really just Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, that is very contagious. It's been going around a lot, and there's no vaccine for it. But it's really conservative derangement syndrome. It's anything that relates to conservative values.
And anything he's done so far, the last month, trade, ending wars, whatever he's done, he's only done it to distract from the Epstein thing. That's your excuse now. Mm-hmm. Their excuse for his winning on other issues. Oh, well, he only did that. He only got, solved the war in Sudan or wherever it is. He only did that because he's trying to distract from the Epstein situation. Really?
Right. I know.
Really? Like, that's why he did it? These are the people that supported Bill Clinton, the tail wagging the dog, when he bombed an aspirin plant somewhere in the Middle East to distract from all of his political problems back here at home. That's the kind of stuff we were used to.
Well, it's like the Iran nuclear bombing that, the first thing they said, well, it really wasn't that great. It wasn't that effective. It's like, why don't we celebrate that there was a win? Now, I understand asking questions and looking into it more, as time goes on, but for that to be like one of the first things that they said, just for them to criticize it, celebrate the fact that we were able to do this successfully.
It's what they do. It's what they do best, no doubt about it. Still, my favorite meme from yesterday was Mariel Bowser looking into the camera, and the Babylon Bee said, D.C. mayor warns Trump's crime-fighting measures will unfairly impact criminals.
I love that.
That's what they're focused on.
They're the
victims. It sure seems like, doesn't it? Oh, no kidding. It absolutely does.